Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Sandra Bueno, and this is the Power to Be You show on Blog Talk Radio. Today is Tuesday, December 11th, and I welcome my listeners on today's coaching program. Now, I am going to begin by inviting callers to come on the show today. And the number that you will be calling me on is 646-716-8620. I'm going to take a few moments just to kind of give you the background on what today's show is going to be about. And I'd like to get your feedback. I'd like to get you to come online and just speak and tell me what it is that you would like to see come out of this. I have begun this show, The Power to Be You, with the awareness that we must make a difference and that we can make a difference through the collective input of many different people working together toward one mission. And it is my mission to bring awareness, accountability, and empowerment via education. As I've gone forward, I've come across many different individuals who are in the forefront of being visionaries, being creators, being authors, just people who truly have a different philosophy than the mainstream or the common person or the in-the-box thinker. So this show would really work when all of us can identify with something that collectively we can participate in. And it is about the more, the merrier. And for me, for myself, for Sandra, my intention is to really create an impact and to bring about distinct forces so that together we can really stand for a particular ideology and a movement just so that we can have a better place, a different place. A lot of that is very general to say, just a better place, but I think distinctively when we all look around ourselves, we can say, you know what, this needs to change. This situation cannot continue happening, and I will be very honest in telling you that I, on a personal level, have or am partaken in different areas of our daily living that are very challenging for me, particularly in the financial area. And just a few weeks ago, I had Jeff Rodman on my Thursday show, and he was able to come online and reveal a lot of different distinctions and ideologies that do not really support what we see outside happening on a day-to-day. And I will tell you that I myself see what he says as so much just the answer to making a difference in where we are financially. And my biggest drama right now is in that sector because I am having to deal with past limiting knowledge and past limiting behavior that led me to be here now. So in this area is one of the most difficult areas of our lives, and it's one of the most challenging areas that really, really, really come and bring you down to your knees, because when you are affected financially, your entire being is affected. Your morals, your self-esteem, your values, your conditioning, who you are, who you think you are, who you want to be, the people you want to reach, your family members, your household, your job, your social level, your distinctions, just everything is implicated in that level. So for me, I really, truly want to be very deliberate in being honest and being transparent to you, because the only way that I can make or that I can be of service is by being willing to display my history, my story, where I've been. And I will tell you that as I prepare to launch this, this area of my life that has caused me so much grief and so much difficulty and challenge, there's the other side where because I have gone through this on a personal level, I'm able to look at it from a vantage point and say, you know what, I understand what people are going through, and I understand how we need to make a difference, and I understand where the awareness needs to be made. And, you know, that's a whole different level of participating when one can really say, you know what, I've been there and I've done that, and now I've realized what it is that I need to do. So when we look outside of our right now, of where we are, we can look that there's so many people suffering. Look at the housing industry. Look at the foreclosure rates. You know, just look at families. Look at divorce rates. You know, most of these issues are coming and are stemming from money. So I am letting you know that I will be featuring a different show and a different venue to bring this awareness about, and this would be something different. But on today's show, what I'd like to do is just bring people online and just, you know, just speak up and tell me what it is that, or tell the listeners what it is that you would like to see, what it is that you would like to participate in, who you would want to encourage, or who you'd want to lead forward, and just whatever it is that's in your heart and your soul, and speak up, because this is what being on the radio is about, and this is what being able to create a program is about. Just really using this as a venue for others to align with what it is that you do. So as I get ready to open up the switchboard, the number again is 646-716-8620. I also let you know that there is another show that I am a participant of, which is the Wake Up to Empowerment morning show, and this is from 7 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. every day, Monday through Friday, and this is in association with Joe Pipitone and Penny Wild, and we just take different themes every day on personal development as you are affected, and the shows are archived, so you can go back and download the shows, and they are truly helpful, and they'll definitely make a difference with you going forward and being able to gain distinctions from different people, not just from ourselves. So I'm going to continue speaking on this, and if you'd like to call, just go ahead and call that number. I've also opened up the chat line and see if anyone has any questions, if they don't want to really come on and speak up. I know that this is something different, and not everyone is used to being able to be on public radio and listening to themselves speak, or even being put online to speak up and say what's on their hearts and what's on their minds. But the chat room is also open. You guys can type and send me your questions, and I would be happy to respond. You can also write to me at Power to Be You. That's POWER, the number 2, BE, and the letter U, at gmail.com. That's another way that you can contact me. Also, you can go on my website at liveandlearn, liveandlearn, at gmail.com. Shortly, I'll be beginning a blog that's going to just be a continuous running of situations, events, and stories. I have been able to come across many different people and just different sectors of our society where there's such a collective process of activity going on that when you are in the midst of it, you can really see how one situation can assist another and how one group or groups of individuals can benefit from another group or from another activity. So really it's about creating this big network where resources and where activity can really combine to create a bigger outcome. So that is where I am moving toward just developing, and it's all with the intention of really bringing about an awareness, bringing about the awareness so that people can move forward. You know, if most of the people, I would say, most people will tend to ignore where they are, or they'll tend to wear blinders and wear filters through which they see their lives, simply because the truth is too hard to bear. And this comes at a detriment to ourselves, because if you are unwilling to see the reality of where you're at, if you are unwilling to really admit that pain, then you rob yourself of the opportunity to see a different outcome or to see different choices. And this is one of the fundamental principles of coaching, which is to help clients go forward from where they stand. And it's based on that individual being willing to accept where they are. And that comes with commitment. Number one, it comes with decision. And then it comes with commitment. Because in order for you to make a difference in your life, you have to be willing to decide to make a difference, number one, and decide that you're going to do whatever it takes in order to move away from your current situation, and then to commit, because you decide today, tomorrow, when you need to get up and go forward, you might all of a sudden, through patterns, you might decide again, well, I'm not going to start it today. Well, if you've made a commitment to yourself and to your decision, then you're going to find yourself empowered in a different way, because that commitment to yourself will enable you to say, you know what, I cannot continue being here. I need to move forward. I need to go forward today. I need to take that step. I need to take that challenge. I need to make that phone call. I need to make a difference for myself. And really, that's when you are rolling up your sleeves, and that's when you are saying, okay, I got to do whatever it takes, and whatever it takes means whatever it takes. And that's commitment. And I will say that that was one of the biggest transitions in my life when a few years back, actually a year and a half ago, when I went to my first Anthony Robbins event, the Unleash the Power Within 4-day fair, for lack of a better word, when I went there and I really committed to myself, was because as I stood in front of Tony, he said, step up. And he said, commit to yourself, commit to your own success. And as I realized, I said, well, how will people believe in me if I'm not willing to believe in myself? You know, how would people, if I believe that I have all this inside of me to make a difference and to bring about a change in society and to be a guiding light and to be a guiding force through my transparency and my own testimony and my own I've been there and done that and now I've learned philosophy, how would people believe me if I don't even allow myself to see my own advance? And that's when I decided to engage in the Mastery University, which was a $10,000 commitment just for the classes alone, and especially when I didn't have any money to even commit. And, you know, you find your way. You find the way. If you really want something, you find the way. And commitment really comes when no matter what, come hail or high water, like they say, you're still going to stick with it. And, you know, it becomes somewhat fun, and I have to say somewhat, because it really is part of that journey where you're willing to go with the blows, and where even if you scrape your knee or you're being dragged by the horse or you're being, you know, evicted from your home, you would actually say, you know what, no matter what, I'm going to persevere. No matter what, I'm going to continue. And when the going gets tough, what do people say? The tough get going. And I know that's an old cliche, but it's a real statement that really, really brings out the best in those people who commit and who say, you know what, I am committed to this. I'm going to go forward, and no matter what, I'm going to do it even if it kills me. And from that, you gain one of the best gifts, which is belief in yourself. You gain something that is intangible. You gain that driving force within you that really, really makes you a hero for yourself. Because it doesn't matter at the end of the day who believes in you, and as long as you believe in yourself. Because without that belief, no matter what anyone does, you will never be content with it. You will never be fulfilled with it. Because nothing is going to give you that balance nor that strength than the one you give to yourself. and that really does make a difference in life. When you can say, when you can get up with your head up high and say, you know what, no matter what, I am who I am. I love who I am. I may not be perfect. I may have a lot of things to learn about. I might have made mistakes, or I might have erred in some way or the other, or my results were not exactly what I had planned, but I was willing to continue, and I'm willing to continue now. And I'm on a journey, and my journey does not end. My journey is continuous, and I will continue going forward until the day my God decides I'm no longer to be alive in this earth or in the physical plane. And with that conviction, with that internal conviction, you go forward and you start creating that that life that you really envision. And I want to read what Theodore Roosevelt said in a speech. And this is one of my, my favorite quotes, because it really, really gets you down at the core. "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes up short again and again, because there is no effort without error or shortcoming, but who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself for a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who knew neither victory nor defeat." Now, how is that for a quote? That's a quote of a man who stands there and who speaks from a place in a podium that he's built for himself. That's when you can stand there and say, you know what, no matter what comes my way, I am here. Bring it on. Bring it on. Because nobody could stop you then. Nothing can happen in your life that will keep you down, because you will continue going forward no matter what. Just like Gladiator, just like the movie 300. You go, but if you're going to go down, you're going to go down standing. You're going to go down because you believed in a worthy cause. And you go down because you believed in your purpose. You believed in what your mission was. You believed in your values. You believed in what you held dear. You believed that you were gifted to be here for a purpose. And you believe that within you there lies something that's different than what's out there. There's a gift that you have within you that you must make come out. And the only way you will do it is definitely by standing up for yourself. The only way that you will do it is by being true to who you are, and by learning from what happens to you, and by being willing to take that lesson and extrapolate that golden gem. And that does come with us being willing to fight that fight. And your fight may be different. Your fight may be a spiritual one. Your fight may be a financial one. It may be a family one. It may be an educative one, if that is a word, educative or education. We all have a fight to fight. And within that fight, there is what makes us different. There are our colors. You know, you look at a rainbow and you can say, well, what color is better than the other? You can't say that. Or what part of your body is better than the other? You cannot say that. Everything works together for the common purpose of the whole. And for us, you and I in this date, 2007, if you are listening to me, wherever you are in your life, there is a mission that you're carrying within you. And there is a group in our society, there is a theme in our conditioning, there is a philosophy that you carry that makes you different than everyone else, and that gives you that insight, that specialty, that allows you to say, this is where I am destined, and this is where I'm going to leave a mark, and this is where there's a legacy in the making waiting for me. And somebody has written to me, keep standing up, people for our kids, tomorrow's people. And I will say that, yes, that is the ultimate purpose. Our purpose is for our kids. Because our kids right now, our kids, whether you have kids or whether you don't, the kids out there, they are a reflection of who you and I are and of what we have taught them and what our educative system is teaching them and what our TVs are teaching them and what the media is giving to them. And we need to be able to bring in quality. We need to be able to bring in spirituality, to bring in vision, to bring in purpose in their lives so that they have a place where they themselves can grow. There is so much in the box thinking out there that does not permit that individual creative process to unfold. There are so many people who are at the realm of making decisions that because of who they are and because of their title, they basically create that lock. They hold the key to allowing other people to flourish. And those same people are asking questions, well, how can we bring in something different? Well, ask the people that you're with. And there are a lot of people who stand for a different life. And there are a lot of people who are making a difference. So really it's about us going forward, not just me, but everyone. Everyone that really has a claim and a cause. And I'm going to take a call. There's a call from 770-879. If you'd like to speak, please do so. If you don't, then that's okay as well. But I'm going to open up the line.
First of all, thank you so much for your show.
Oh, who is this? Hi.
How you doing? My name is Roosevelt. I'm listening in and appreciating what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Welcome, welcome, Roosevelt. I'm very happy to have you.
Yes, well, I'm down in the Atlanta area.
Great.
And I think what you're saying is so important, you know, because every particular experience that we endure becomes the answer to the next person that might be enduring that position tomorrow. And if we were able to overcome it with the power of self, then we have the solution for the next person to have to not struggle so much with that particular vice.
Yes.
You know, so we have to continue to use our lives and testimonies of overcoming different vices and experience in our lives. You know, a lot of our youth will avoid pitfalls if we would take our particular life examples of how we overcame different vices and expose them to it.
Yes.
We must get out of the mindset of hiding our shortcomings, you know, and what we went through as a young adult when we were young.
Mm.
You know, I express myself with young people on a consistent basis because I was illiterate for 23 years of my life.
Wow.
In January the 10th, 1993, I got hooked on phonics and started teaching myself how to read. And it became an addiction, you know. So us coming out and empowering our young people and exposing our young people to our particular shortcomings helps them overcome their shortcomings.
And it is Roosevelt. It is correct. Roosevelt?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's so exact. I work out here in West Palm Beach. I'm working with at-risk youth, and I've begun working with them, and I will tell you that it's really about, you know, that conditioning that they have and not seeing something else that they are unable to say, hey, there's a solution for me. You know, if they can look at you and say, oh, my gosh, you know, he learned at this age, and this is what he did, but it took your own commitment upon yourself to make that distinction. You know, it took, did someone tell you, or did you say, let me go do this because I want to do this? Roosevelt? Oh, I hope I didn't lose him. But just speaking with Roosevelt, what he just said is he definitely took something upon himself to go forward, and now he's using that testimony to make a difference, to impact youth, to impact people, to be an example, to be a leader. And that is where we need to all collectively stand. And I'm going to take this next call, which is 404-839.
Yes, how you doing? It's Roosevelt. The other phone hung up on me.
Hi, Roosevelt. That's great.
What happened in my life at that time was, you know, I was at an age where ribbing, I don't know if you know, like, you know, jokes, when we belittle one another. Mm-hmm. And my brother had exposed that particular flaw. My friends had never knew because I hid my weaknesses from them.
Yeah.
You know, I was in special ed, and that was something I didn't share with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I hid that I was in special ed, so they didn't know I couldn't read. And then my brother exposed that I couldn't read, and I wanted to prove a point, you know, that I would want to learn. And then I ordered the Hooked on Phonics, and then that became my nickname in the community. You know, they'd say, Hooked on Phonics on my team. When I had to go play sports on the park, they would rib me and belittle me. But I was so vivid to want to prove a point that I could learn. And when I finally got the ability to read, the individuals who I was trying to prove a point to were dead.
Wow. That's
you know, and they didn't get the opportunity. So I said to myself, I would take improved. And now every Monday, I volunteer within the public school system to teach that you can overcome any obstacles in your path you're willing.
And what is the response?
It's awesome. You know, they are so vivid to want to get involved, you know, and these are elementary students from the ages of 9 to 12, you know, and these are the children that are in the particular system and situation I was in. You know, they're in special ed, you know, so I try to talk to those who are actually dealing with what I was dealing with when I was coming through that same system, you know, because a lot of them, they're ridiculed by their peers, you know, and some of them give up, you know, and some of them, they turn to violence as a way of defending themselves.
Exactly.
You
well,
know,
I'm going to ask you something. I have 1 minute to go on the show, but I'd like to ask you, could you be my guest this Thursday coming up?
Yes, ma'am.
1 hour show. Okay, let's do that because you are tapping into everything that I want to bring across, and I would love to ask you questions because, honestly, this is so important, and you are exactly, you know, what I'm talking about. Power to be you. So I thank you because I think I just feel blessed also to have you be here and to have that courage to share your story and to have that conviction within you and then to go and contribute and give back.
Yes.
Which is
well,
big.
You got the number that's on your switchboard now. You lock it in.
Okay,
and,
good.
And call me and then we set it up. And
okay,
and
I will call
let's
you
go
right
forward.
After the show.
Okay,
I will call you
well,
right after, and then the listeners will hear both Roosevelt and myself on Power to Be You on Thursday at 2 p.m.
Yes.
That is excellent, Roosevelt. Well, I do thank you so much for being here with us and sharing because you are, right now we're opening it up, and this is for the people. You know, this is by the people and for the people.
Yes.
And it's about making that difference and going out there and being able to lead our kids because I will tell you something. You know, for example, those labels and all of that, if we're able to change starting now how we approach the subject, I don't think we'll have kids with issues and problems. You know,
yes.
There's a lot there.
I think if we start teaching them that life in itself is a journey of overcoming.
Yeah.
You see, because right now, most people are trying to sugarcoat life itself, and no one gave us a manual on how to do this thing.
Yeah.
You know, so I think our overcoming different vices become the manual for the next generation.
That's great.
You know, the solution for the next generation. And we must not hide. We got to start exposing young people to other things outside of the negative hip-hop in the music generation they're being bombarded with right now.
Well, great. Well, I'm going to have you on Thursday, and I will call you in just a few moments, Roosevelt.
Yes, beautiful.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I would say that was Roosevelt, and here it is. It's Power to Be You in the making, and Power to Be You comes by you making distinctions for yourself, making a difference, knowing that you have the choice of power, of meaning, and ultimately, we owe it to ourselves, and we owe it to our future. See you again on Thursday.